Apple's redemption arc and the great AI race heats up. Good morning. It's Monday, June 9th, 2026. I'm your AI briefing, and today we're seeing a fascinating shift. The giants who once seemed invincible are now openly fixing their mistakes, while the AI industry's public market dreams are finally becoming real. Let's start with Apple's WWDC keynote yesterday. This wasn't your typical Apple unveiling. Instead of leading with bold new features, Craig Federighi opened with something unusual for Apple, an apology tour disguised as software updates. For the past year, Apple users have been frustrated. The liquid glass design in iOS 26 looked great, but was hard to read. Spotlight search barely worked. AirDrop routinely failed. And through it all, Apple stayed silent while racing to catch up on AI. Yesterday, they acknowledged it. Federighi said Apple is sweating the details again, which is as close to an admission of fault as you'll hear from Apple. They're adding a slider to dial back liquid glass. Apps now launch 30% faster. AirDrop gets an 80% speed boost. And these improvements extend back to iPhone 11 from 2019. But here's what's really interesting. When Apple finally got to Siri AI, the feature everyone expected to dominate the keynote, they framed it as just one item on a long list of fixes. The message is clear. We know the foundation was cracking, and we're fixing it before asking you to trust us with AI. And about that Siri AI infrastructure, Apple revealed they're running their Apple foundational model on NVIDIA hardware inside Google's cloud. That's a fascinating admission. Apple, the company that prides itself on controlling the full stack, is leaning on NVIDIA and Google for AI horsepower. It shows just how expensive and complex the AI race has become. There's also a quirky new feature. Vision Pro users will soon be able to place a glowing animated Siri orb anywhere in their workspace. It responds when you look at it and even casts light on nearby surfaces. It's part spatial interface experiment, part ambient AI assistant. Now let's talk money. OpenAI has filed confidentially for an IPO, following Anthropic down the public markets path. We don't have the exact valuation or timeline yet, but this is massive. OpenAI went from a nonprofit research lab to the most watched AI company in the world in just a few years. Now they're preparing to let the public own a piece of it. This comes right as Sam Altman's other company, WorldCoin, the eye-scanning identity project, is reportedly doing layoffs. It's a reminder that even in the hottest sector, not every bet pays off. Amazon is jumping deeper into generative AI with a new play, AI-generated custom merchandise. Soon, you'll be able to create personalized products using AI prompts. Think custom t-shirts, mugs, phone cases, all generated on demand. It's a clever move. Amazon already dominates logistics and print on demand. Adding AI generation turns every customer into a designer and every impulse idea into a potential sale. And Google's Notebook LM just got a significant upgrade to Gemini 3.5. The new version adds what Google calls a cloud computer and better source finding tools. Notebook LM has quietly become one of the more useful AI products for research and note-taking, and this upgrade keeps it competitive as more players enter the space. So what does all this mean? We're watching a market recalibration. Apple is admitting they got ahead of themselves and are rowing back to earn trust. OpenAI is preparing to face public market scrutiny, and companies like Amazon and Google are racing to embed AI into every corner of their ecosystems. Not as flashy demos, but as practical tools that actually ship. Here's the business idea I'm watching. AI-powered local service marketplaces. Think Thumbtack or TaskRabbit, but the matching engine uses AI to understand project nuance, predict pricing, and generate initial scopes from a photo and a few words. With Apple emphasizing on-device AI and Amazon proving you can monetize AI generation at scale, the infrastructure is finally accessible. The opportunity is verticalization. Pick one trade like HVAC or landscaping, build deep domain models, and own that niche before horizontal players catch up. Small contractors are getting priced out of Google Ads and need a better way to find qualified leads. That's it for today. The AI race isn't slowing down. It's just getting more honest about what it takes to win. See you tomorrow.